The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 287, Spygate.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you wanted us to team up with you?
I don't know what else to do. I can't trust the people I work directly for.
Why is that?
Well, evidently you didn't stay very long after we opened up the storage unit.
No, we didn't. The place was crawling with feds. Like Jim said, we had to get out of Wichita.
Dodge, Sam, not Wichita. But yeah, we scooted out of there when your boys showed up.
What you didn't see was that the locker was empty, and the weapon that Kalkoff showed me was legally registered.
So you're saying that someone tipped him off and the place was cleaned out before you both arrived?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So you can't really trust anyone you work with?
Exactly. I don't know who I can trust.
Well, so how do we fit in? We're not really trained as spies, you know.
I need someone to be my eyes and ears. You have connections to Homeland, plus all the other agencies you work with. I need you guys to do some digging for me.
You mean like who's living above their pay grade, things like that?
Yes. Are there any telltale signs that someone is on the take or someone has something to hide?
Ah, some good old-fashioned blackmail.
I suppose we can work something out.
Okay, now for the serious question. Where does Janet fit in?
She thinks she's going to join me on ops. I told her this isn't Hollywood. Things like that don't really happen. She needs to play the quiet housewife and let me do my job.
You actually said that, and were still able to walk out of the house under your own power?
Does sound a little demeaning there, John.
I tried to explain that I'm in enough trouble as it is. There's no use of dragging her into it, too.
Well, good luck with that strategy.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, because she's already hired us to spy on you. And now that the truth is out, you're telling her to play housewife?
I don't know much about having a wife, but what Kelly says makes sense to me.
Then what am I supposed to do? Take her on a dangerous undercover mission?
No, you make her part of your team. She helps you keep your cover. And if you need us for something, you go to her and she contacts us.
You know, Kelly's right. You don't need to contact us directly. Prying eyes might want to know why you're consulting with a private detective agency.
They shouldn't suspect anything if you're talking to your wife.
You don't know how close this leak is to you, you know? If there's a leak at all.
There has to be a leak. Someone tipped Kolkoff off. That locker was full of illegal weapons and contraband. And it suddenly shows up empty?
Just to satisfy my curiosity, he was going to sell you weapons for cash, and he believed that you represented what? A drug cartel?
That was it exactly. Now are you going to tell me which cartel it is?
No, I have no idea.
Finally, something you don't know. Actually, the less you know, the better.
So what's your next step?
We had to let Kolkoff go. There just wasn't enough evidence to hold him. We're working on following his movements. What I need you to do is start checking out the people who were involved in this raid.
Then that would involve people outside of the CIA.
That is correct. The task force that met us at the storage facility was Homeland Security. My first guess would be that it's one of them.
Well, I can get my contacts working on that. Do you have a list we can start with?
Yes. Here are the identities of the agents involved with the sting operation. Start with them. And if you come up empty, I'll give you some names with the company to check out.
I think the best thing we could do right now is to start doing background checks on these names and deal with them as if you were a client. If it comes to the point where we might have to assist you, well, then we'll deal with that when it happens.
Sounds good to me.
And I suggest that you take some time, go back home, and work out how Janet can become part of your team.
Yeah. It's either that or eat cold cheese sandwiches for supper.
I'll think on it. And you think on my proposal, too. I'll be in touch.
Cold cheese sandwiches? Gee, Jim, that sounds like the voice of experience.
That's for a later time.
Welcome back to the BSS.
Thank you, Commander Sims.
Did you enjoy your stay on the surface?
As much as possible.
Captain Nate? Captain Tam?
Docking was so much easier this time.
How did you convince your Robo-4 to let George handle the docking?
We convinced her to concentrate on docking the shuttle.
It worked out a lot better this time. We bought you some supplies. We figured you're probably getting tired of what was left of Vlad's supply.
Excellent. The galley is due for some fresh food and drink.
Will your shuttle crew be joining us for the briefing?
No, they'll stay with the shuttle and run some routine tests. They're going to be our eyes and ears out there.
We assembled what little information we have on the attack. If you would do the honors, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir. As you know, a freighter bound for the Titan system was raided by space pirates. Due to the nature of the attack, we presume it was Zardoz.
What is it about the attack that makes you certain it was him?
He didn't board the ship. He just demanded that the cargo be dumped along with a manifest.
When he learned that there were diplomats on board, he didn't demand ransom or threaten to take them prisoner.
If that had been a rage attack, there'd be nothing left of the ship, or it would be under their control.
That tells us something else, too. We know that Hanika and his guard were on Zardoz's ship. If they had taken over, then it would have been a rage attack.
That's absolutely correct. That means Zardoz hasn't given in to the ways of rage and is still in control of his ship.
That is our theory, too. The ship was allowed to continue on to the Titan system. As far as we know, the pirates headed back to the asteroid field.
Was there any kind of IDF response?
They responded to the distress call, but the pirates were gone by the time they got there.
The captain of the freighter reported that the attack consisted of one Class B-sized ship and at least four fighter escorts.
It appears that the ships were only equipped with EMP cannons.
From what I understand from other captains, he only shoots to disable.
But that doesn't mean he won't use deadly force. If fired upon, you might be surprised what kind of weapons he does have.
I agree. Zardoz is no fool. I don't think he's going to take on any vessel without some sort of weapon backup. I think the ships hit so far have been lucky.
Like I said, so far, they've only used impulse cannons.
Let's hope for our sake that doesn't change.
Whenever you're ready, your supply container is ready for transfer. And then we have a pirate to catch.
Roger that.
Hold on. A text just came in from IDF headquarters. I think you're going to want to hear this.
Well, you certainly have my attention.
The freighter captain says that they planted a tracking device on one of the crates. It's buried inside a case of goods and is set to activate in one sleep cycle. When it does, you'll be able to track the pirate ship.
Now that's a captain who was thinking ahead.
I think we need to head for the asteroid field. By the time we get there, it should activate. We at least need to get on the other side of Boldabar portal.
I agree, Captain Tam. If you wait too long, you may never pick up their signal.
I'll expedite the offloading of your ship. I suggest you board so we can get you out of here.
Sounds like a plan.
I agree. Commander, Lieutenant, thank you for your hospitality. Hopefully the next time we meet, we'll have prisoners on board.
I'm looking forward to it.
Safe travels.
Good morning, everyone. I trust all of you got proper rest and are ready to go.
I am most certainly ready. I miss being an MI6 operative.
I almost forgot what it was like to eat food you can recognise.
So, Simon, did you have your usual salmon and broccoli?
Yes, it was absolutely delicious.
Lenora, did you try the salmon?
I was a little hesitant at first, but yes, I enjoyed it very much.
And before you ask, no, I didn't have the salmon and broccoli. Since learning that we were coming home, all I could think about was a full English breakfast.
I believe the director is ready for you. Director, Tony's crew is here for your briefing.
Thank you, send them in.
Thank you, Miss Pennypacker.
Go on in, it was good to see all of you once again.
The pleasure was all ours. Director, it seems like an eternity since I was standing in your office.
Yes, you've travelled a few million miles since you were last here. Please, everyone take a seat.
So what is happening in Baku?
I'd like to draw your attention to the map here. As you can see, it's bordered to the north by Russia and by Iran to the south. Baku is a port city on the Caspian Sea and the capital of Azerbaijan.
The interesting fact is that it is the lowest sea level port and capital in the world.
But if it is a port city below sea level, why doesn't it flood?
Because the Caspian Sea is landlocked, and it's well below sea level.
That's exactly right. Are you familiar with the Trans-Caspian Corridor?
Yes, there is a system of canals and rails that connect China with Europe. It goes right through the Caspian Sea.
That is correct. From the port of Baku, you can either continue by rail or use the Volga and Don rivers, which form a canal into the Sea of Azov. From there, it goes into the Black Sea, then onto the Sea of Marmara and into the Mediterranean.
So it can essentially connect Beijing to London by boat.
Yes, but it's not Beijing we're concerned with. Ukraine's president and Azerbaijan's president have been meeting to form a stronger alliance. As you know, Tony, from your trip to Kyiv, this whole region is unstable. Russia is in need of more ports with access to the Black Sea.
That's why they want control of Crimea.
I must say, your planet has the same problems as any other planet I've been on. I suppose war is the common factor of all life.
Unfortunately, Lenora, that is a sad fact of life.
So why are we needed in Kabul?
We believe Russia is trying to smuggle nuclear materials into Iran. Our reports say they're transporting the materials down the Volga River using the canal system. Once they reach the Caspian Sea, they sail south to the port of Shalu, and from there it's a straight shot south to Tehran.
Suspected nuclear weapons moving into Iran. Now why does that sound so uncomfortably familiar?
You mean like weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Something that was never found.
I can guarantee you our intelligence is reliable. However, the Azerbaijan Navy has yet to stop any vessel transporting nuclear supplies.
I find that interesting and somewhat confusing. You're certain that nuclear supplies are being shipped, but you've never found any. Just how does that work?
That's a fair question. We have informants inside Iran who are reporting that supplies are reaching Tehran, but we've yet to stop any ship transporting the supplies.
It sounds like you're asking us to patrol this Caspian Sea.
No, we'll leave that to their navy. We need to find out why every time the government gets a lead on a shipment, it turns up empty.
Sounds to me like they have a leak.
And that is precisely why you're going to Baku. Our embassy is working closely with the local authorities to shut these shipments down. You'll be meeting with Alex Delage. Alex is with our embassy there, but what's more important is that he's also IDF.
That makes things a bit easier.
What does he know about me?
He is privy to everything. As I said earlier, you are posing as father and daughter and son-in-law. If word gets back to MI6, that you're really father and daughter, we will say it was a cover. Only a handful of us know that you are really related, but to the rest, it's only an undercover assignment.
So you want us to go there, sniff around, find a leak? Does that about sum it up?
I believe it does. As far as the embassy personnel are concerned, you are working undercover on a terrorist case. Alex will fill you in on all of the details.
Very well. I think we are ready. What time are we scheduled to depart?
Report to Pennypacker in 2 hours. In the meantime, please study your packets. You'll need to commit most of the information to memory.
You have a lot to memorize. I suggest you concentrate on your new identity. I can fill you in on the rest later.
Then I better get started. I have a lot to learn.
Passage of the Boldabar portal complete. You may remove your restraints.
I don't know about this Boldabar portal. It seems to get rougher each time we go through it.
Yeah, it does feel like it's decaying a bit.
Well, that would be the second one. Remember, we took a shortcut through the old one.
Oh yeah, I didn't think the Mercury would hold together.
All right, we're established on course for the asteroid belt. Remove the tie downs.
Copy that. Come on, you two, let's get these tie downs loose.
I'm hoping we catch these two quickly. I'm not sure I'm up to another chase like Lister and Flame and Ursula put us through.
I can definitely tell you I'm not up for another solo ride tied up in a shuttle.
Tell you what, I'll hide some knives all over the shuttle, a couple of blankets, and some Macromic protein bars. You'll be set.
Yeah, nah, thanks, Gabby. Just leave me a case of beer that should keep me nourished and happy.
You got it.
Okay, me tie-downs are detached.
Ours are too. Let's load up.
Door secure. Pressure level in the green.
Bridge, we are untethered. Engine startup.
We copy. Depressurization starting. Stopping rotation. Going to 0G.
Copy. 0G going to zero pressure.
Why did you have to go and talk about beer, Skipper? Now I'm bloody thirsty.
Didn't you fill up last night?
Well, not really. I knew we had to be ready for today.
You'll live. What's my relative bearing to the asteroid belt?
Straight out.
Straight out it is.
We're at 0G and air pressure dropping to 15%.
Copy. 15% on air pressure. Our engines are running. We're ready for deployment.
Copy that. Please stand by. PSI now zero. Opening shuttle bay doors. Doors open and locked. You're clear for departure.
Roger that. Dropping through bay doors. We are clear the Mercury.
As planned, you may depart and scout ahead.
Roger. All right. Lock those coordinates in. Full speed ahead.
I'm starting to scan for other spacecraft. Everything's clear so far.
Hopefully we'll pick up that hidden transponder that's planted in the cargo.
Yeah, that was some quick thinking by that captain. The trouble with those transponders is that the signal's fairly weak. We may not pick it up.
And I'm not sure what the battery life is on one of those things.
I think our best chance is to haul it out to the asteroids and head towards the closest habitable planet or moon.
Once we get to the asteroid belt, we'll be leaving the Mercury in our dust. It'll take them a while to navigate through there.
We need to approach this very carefully. I know that area well. We'll have to be on the lookout for ambushes.
He's right, you know. They'll make their living by ambushing unsuspecting ships.
Well, we're not unsuspecting. Plus, we're better weaponized and more maneuverable than a big bulky freighter.
Spoken like a former fighter pilot.
Let's just hope she doesn't have to exercise those skills.
Good morning, Ivan.
Agent Hawk, a very good morning to you. I hope you slept well.
I did, thank you. I take it Pappy and Scarlet have already left.
Yeah, they should be meeting with Cliff momentarily.
So this Cliff owns the rights to hunt and fish the area around the airstrip.
Yes, he has the gator tags and the hunting and fishing rights.
Then he should know who upgraded the airstrip and why.
That's what I'm counting on. Now, as far as your case is concerned, we have a tip that a possible drug delivery is on its way from Colombia.
Is the Coast Guard going to intercept?
That's the good news. They want to track the drugs to their intended destination. ICE is set up at various points to follow the courier. The boat delivering the drugs will be monitored from the air. The Coast Guard will follow the plane until they can determine where they dock. Then the DEA will pick up the chase by chopper and relay information to agents on the ground.
Finally! I was beginning to wonder if they got spooked and shut down for a while.
Ah, these guys are too greedy. I don't think they'll shut down just because the heat has been put on them.
What's the status now?
It's going to be several hours before they reach our coast. Once they're close by, we'll take to the air to monitor. I have a chopper that'll be at our disposal.
A chopper, huh? Wow. Wait till I tell Jim. He'll be green with envy.
Jim?
Jim Barnes, my old partner. He flew helicopters in the Army. My first experience with a STIP was when one landed on a rooftop. We thought it was a prank, and Jim was able to tell me which helicopters could carry that load. Neither of us knew at the time what a STIP was.
Anton and I have a similar story. I was visiting him in Kiev, and we saw someone walk right out of a statue that turned out to be a STIP. He detained the guy and took him to their version of booking. He had six fingers on each hand and no prints.
Ah, he was a Hongan.
Yep, and the IDF eventually let both of us into the fold.
It kind of makes you wonder how many of us know about the IDF.
Probably more than we suspect. Well, they should be there by now. Let's hope they get some answers.
I don't know about answers, but I do know with Scarlet there, there'll be a lot of questions.
I didn't expect this place to be out in the boonies.
Oh, it is in the boonies, trust me.
Might be considered the edge of civilization, though.
I hope this guy Cliff can shed some light on the plane that landed.
The only way out of there would be to drive or take an airboat. It's much too shallow around that island for a conventional boat.
Is that it up ahead?
I believe so.
Must be Pappy and Scar.
Indeed. Pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
Please, have a seat. Would you like to order something? Coffee, maybe?
Sure.
I wouldn't mind.
Claire, 2 more coffees, please. Now, I understand you had a question, or you had questions about a plane landing out by my place.
Yes, we do. We've been following an army deserter from D.C. up into Canada, and now down here in Florida.
Really? That seems like a lot of trouble for someone who deserted. I take it he had an important position in the military?
Yes. He's a major in the army.
That's odd. You don't often hear about an officer going AWOL.
Well, this one did, and we have reason to believe he landed on that airstrip.
Thanks, Claire.
What can you tell us about the plane that landed and the man you helped?
I got a call early that morning asking if I could pick someone up and transport him to a small settlement a few miles from here. I bought a map. I took him to right here.
Wait, how did they know to call you?
How did you know how to call me?
Good point. So someone called you and asked if you could pick up and transport someone. Could you tell if it was him or a third party?
It was obviously a third party. They said they had a client who needed transportation.
Did you question them about the airstrip? Like, did they know its condition, its length, things like that?
Well, there's the funny thing. Someone was in a week before working the old airstrip. My property goes right up to the edge, so I'm not aware who was doing the work. But if it was for this one guy, he must have been very important.
Important like a major on the run. I have a photo on my phone here I want you to look at.
All right, let's see what you got here. Yep, that's him. You never know about people. He seemed very relaxed, not at all like a man on the run.
Did he say much about where he was going after you dropped him off?
Well, he paid in advance, and the money did the talking. Besides, you ever been on an airboat? There's not much talking going on.
It looks like there's a road we can use to get to this town. I suspect that's our next stop.
But before we go, I want to finish this coffee.
Oh, it's a special blend. We use, Swamp water. Hey, just kidding, just kidding.
Stand by for portal closure.
Standing by.
The portal is closed. You are clear for egress.
Welcome to Kabul. I'm Alex Delage.
I'm Agent Simon. These are agents Slane and Lenora. Where exactly are we?
In an underground chamber next to the embassy. If you'll follow me, there's an access tunnel we'll need to follow.
I feel like I'm in one of your old war movies.
You're not far from wrong, Lenora. This chamber and tunnels were used as a bomb shelter at one time.
As many times as I've been here, I never knew about this place.
Not many have. That's why our STIP pad is down here.
I suppose that's a good thing.
You can't have too many prying eyes around when you're dealing with secrecy.
Yes. Stick travel is hard to explain as it is, let alone aliens among us.
We have more pressing issues than aliens among us.
And what would that be?
We have a spy among us.
How does Alex know that there's a spy in the embassy? Will Scarlet and Thornton find anything new in the small town? And will Kate be able to follow a drug run? Will Barnes join forces with McMillan? And will the shuttle engage the enemy? Find out in episode 288, Spy vs. Spy.